Everyone loves Portland, Oregon, with the food carts, craft beer, and bike lanes. What's not to love? Well, for starters, Portland is the whitest major city in America, and that's not a coincidence. For the last 2.5 decades, Albina, Portland's traditional black neighborhood, has been uprooted by market-driven gentrification and exclusionary city policies. Other cities, such as San Francisco, Vancouver, and New Orleans, are struggling with similar issues of gentrification and economic displacement. In Vancouver-based author Matt Hearn's new book, titled What a City is For in Remaking the Politics of Displacement, he investigates gentrification in the 21st century. On Friday, October 21st, at SFU's Gold Corp for the Center of the Arts, join him at the book launch with several other speakers. The event is free and open to the public, but requires registration. For details and registration, visit the SFU Woodwards Facebook page online.
Gali, put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
I don't speak Swedish, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Spanish, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Japanese, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak French, but yo,
we speak hip-hop.
Stand by my culture, proud, singing the praises loud.
We speak hip-hop.
Make it a big check, big check. Efter två är pappas tid på micken. Ingenting som du kan ändra på. Ut med det nya, in med det gamla. Men snabba på, ta mig fram på svenska. Ur Brooklyn var vi snackar samma språk. Rappar med grobar i samma ålder som mamma. Pappa var 15 år när jag lärde dem som dabbar till 15 år och dabbar. Inga konstigheter, lägger det babba babba ha, ha, ha. Och du blir imponerad som en mother mother.
Yes, hip-hop. Si quieres mi respuesta es un poco de hip, un poco de hop. Es una bella mezcla, aunque para algunos chicos de hoy en día solo es rap. Para muchos todavía es una forma de pensar. Hip hop es orgullo, es el murmullo del barrio. Explícito, ritmo negro revolucionario. Es el funk, el rock, es el reggae y el jazz. Es cultura de culturas, música de músicas.
Flash. I don't speak Swedish, but
we speak hip hop.
I don't speak Spanish, but
we speak hip hop.
I don't speak Japanese, but
we speak hip hop.
I don't speak French, but yo,
we speak hip hop.
Stand by my culture, proud, singing the praises loud.
We speak
yeah, yo,
hip-hop.
Yeah. Kan mi mi att vara P ring hamar och BB Asia JP media kan det man vara radio TV se kai gamma chap no deri babi ni chiku koeri chiku no sweet shin ichi wari respect ku wari dis ure sen wa sho sen wa kotoba no kabe koeta zero sen wa
Connection, junction, fatal connection. On parle hip-hop, la rime du bled est censée. Sans souche chez nous, on parle souris, sans souci. On parle slang, et ma grammaire est en sous-surfi. Connection, junction, fatal connection. En le sang dans mon accent, je représente ma nation. Interdit, please, je crache hardcore Africa. On s'en tabouille, les politiques est interdit.
I don't speak Swedish, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Spanish, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Japanese, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak French, but yo,
we speak hip-hop.
Stand by my culture, proud, singing the praises loud.
We speak hip-hop.
Flashes on the beatbox going, KRS is on the microphone flowing. We came here tonight to start showing hip hop. In case you not knowing, speaking it, living it, seeking it, giving it. I've been in it, Grandmaster Flash still spinning it, hipping it, hopping it, flipping it, dropping it. Ain't no stopping it. Chris is winning it, popping and locking it. That pop hop, we not with it. Let me show you how global hip hop can get. The topic is hip hop and its ability to drop knowledge on top of kids. The top is living positive. Murder in prison, that just ain't the prerogative. We gotta live and grow like a treetop. There's 5 countries here, but we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Swedish, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Spanish, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Japanese, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak French, but yo,
we speak hip-hop.
Stand by my culture, proud, singing the praises loud.
We speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Swedish, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Spanish, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak Japanese, but
we speak hip-hop.
I don't speak French, but yo,
we speak hip-hop.
Stand by my culture, proud, singing the praises loud.
We speak hip-hop.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another version of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I'm one half of this glorious duo, Fleur Cooper.
And I'm the other half.
Oh, why aren't you? Why can't we hear you? Oh, because you're on three.
Because I got vocal fry.
There you go.
Apparently. I think that's the industry term.
Vocal fry? What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know. My vocal cords are just done.
But you sound sultry and sexy, so
hey,
sounds
if
like...
it's working for me, maybe I should go out and scream over music more often.
There you go. Why are you so horse?
I'm horse because I actually went to a great event last night.
Tell us.
I just woke up this morning and with a little rasp going on.
And what was this said event?
So it was called Spark, and it was put on by a foundation called The Next Big Thing, sponsored by Hootsuite and West Build, I believe, or West Bank, one or the other. And it was to announce the incoming cohort of The Next Big Thing, which is kind of a incubator for youth entrepreneurship. So they give youth that have great business ideas the mentorship and tools that they need to really make their ideas happen.
That's awesome. I bet you heard some pretty cool ideas and met some pretty cool kids doing some good stuff.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. And the music was good as well.
Yeah.
It was just hard to talk over. We don't talk over music on the show, right?
No, we stop the music and then talk.
Yeah, so if that was happening last night, I probably would have a little bit more of a voice today. But I'm not complaining or anything.
Well, it sounds good. I like it. So if you're new to Are You Aware Music That Has Something to Say, we play every second Thursday from 6 p.m. till 7:30, and we profile music that takes the route of positive action over apathy, which means...
we play all the best music that is having a positive impact on the world, locally.
And globally. And you know, even stellarly.
Yes. That's the word. If it's not, it is now.
Yeah.
So, and we have fun doing it.
Absolutely. So we profile music and musicians that either have a positive social justice message, or if the song is just something groovy like we just played with Grandmaster Flash, we try and find out what philanthropic work they have done to inspire you, the listener, through music to get involved with maybe your favorite musician's cause, or just be inspired through the music to go out and actually do something to help the world.
Yeah, and you know what? Even if you just share what you learn from us with someone else, and that's all that we kind of inspire you to do, that is still huge.
Absolutely.
Word of mouth, right?
Absolutely. We love giving you some fun facts, and hopefully some of those fun facts resonate with you so that you can pass on the information to others, and then we can all be, are you aware?
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Look what I did there.
Oh, well done. Well, we started the show off with a classic, Grandmaster Flash, with We Speak Hip-Hop from The Bridge. So he's considered one of the biggest pioneers of hip-hop DJing, cutting and mixing. Immigrated to the United States from Barbados and grew up in the Bronx area of New York City. Grandmaster Flash played parties and collaborated with a lot of really famous rappers that really invented the game, such as Curtis Blow and Love Bug Starsky. And in the mid-70s, he formed his own group. And a lot of people have heard of this group because they're one of the first hip-hop groups. And it's called Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And the Furious Five pioneered MCing and freestyle battles. And in 1980, they signed to Sugar Hill Records and began touring and releasing singles at that time. And the group's most significant hit that I've got to say, most of us have heard this, I feel. And if you haven't heard it, go and check it out. So it's The Message, which was released in 1982. Google that one if you haven't heard it. It's groundbreaking, I'm going to call it. And it featured a grim narrative about inner city violence, drugs, and poverty, which that is definitely that.
It's
the
still
message
relevant.
Has informed a lot of hip-hop that has come since then. And in 2002, its first year of archival, it was one of the 50 recordings chosen by the Library of Congress to be added to the National Recording Registry. And it's the first hip-hop recording ever to receive this honor. The band, or the group, reformed in 87 for a charity concert, which was hosted by Paul Simon. Paul Simon, what up? Love Paul Simon. And in 88, they released a new album. And they were inducted, actually, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 07. And they're the first hip-hop act that have received that honor.
Yeah, he has, you can't say he's been slacking off, that's for sure, since he first broke into the scene back in the early 80s. Today he has his own clothing line called G-Fryer, and that's spelled G.PHYRE. And in 2008, he released a memoir, The Adventures of Grandmaster Flash, My Life, My Beats. He's hosted a weekly show on Sirius Satellite Radio, which is Friday Night Fire with Grandmaster Flash, and he was presented with the BET I Am a Hip Hop Icon Award in 2006. We just heard the song We Speak Hip Hop from his most recent album, The Bridge, which was, parentheses, Concept of a Culture, was his seventh studio album and his first studio album since 1998, Flash Is Back. The album was released in 2009 in February, and it features guest appearances from rappers like Q-Tip, Jimuz, Asafi, Busta Rhymes, MC Supernatural, Snoop Dogg, Big Daddy Kane, Grandmaster Cass, like massive names. And the Smithsonian, which has just been opened this year, earlier this year, The Smithsonian Museum of American History in honor of Black History Month has opened its exhibit Recognize, which features hip hop and contemporary culture, including Grandmaster Flash, LL Cool J, Erykah Badu, and Common, which is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, definitely. Those are some big names there.
Yeah.
Huge names.
Well, and honestly, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find any rap artist, hip-hop artist, funk soul, you know, neo-soul artist that didn't have some kind of influence or on a Grandmaster Flash album somewhere in their repertoire.
For sure. Major influence there. Influenced the whole, that genre of music. Or not even that lifestyle, hip-hop. A lifestyle from fashion to the dancing. To the music, right?
Yeah, all of it. And he still spins today. He's I think he's been in Canada recently. I know he was down in Australia.
I would love to see that guy. He's got to come to Vancouver.
I know. Well, when he comes,
start a petition.
Exactly. When he comes, we'll have to go. And he, if you haven't seen The Get Down, we talked about that recently. That was a great show, and that was he's involved in it, and it's sort of featured in that as well. And also in Hip Hop Evolution, which is Shad's new thing that he's doing, which is a four-part hip hop sort of history lesson, I guess.
Yeah. So The Get Down, Netflix.
Netflix.
And that other thing you mentioned,
Hip Hop Evolution is HBO. Did you finish watching The Get Down?
Yeah.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
I kind of liked it.
Yeah, it's really cool. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's just for the audio amazingness of it is pretty damn cool. So we're switching gears now.
Like we always do. Black Mountain coming up with a track from their latest album. Those that have not lent their ear to some Black Mountain tunes.
That was very poetic and Shakespearean.
You know, sometimes I try to impress. Not often, but once in a while. So they're from Vancouver, formed in 2004. They've released four LPs, self-titled in 2005, In the Future. Followed that up with Wilderness Heart. And then their fourth, which is just Roman numerals for four, or IV, whatever way you want to read that. Several members of the band have, for as long as a decade, worked for organizations that meet the basic living requirements of the chronically poor and drug addicted and mentally ill on Vancouver's downtown East Side neighborhood, such as places like Insight, which is a really, really important offering to those folks. And in an interview, the band said, quoting them, "After work, we all try not to think too hard about the effect it has on our lives. It keeps us grounded." So that's a pretty interesting quote. It's probably pretty hard to work with that demographic.
Absolutely. I mean, it's you'd have to be pretty strong.
I'm thinking like PTSD, you know, coming home from work and you know, still lingering effects of what you saw during the day.
Absolutely.
Right? Because that demographic is definitely, you know, on hard times, right?
Well, they're challenged, unfortunately. They, you know, there's so many things that they're up against, especially when you're a homeless person. They talk about the social determinants. Social determinants of health. And you can't get access to health if you don't have a social security number. You need a address to have a social security number. All these elements that we sort of take for granted when you're on the street, and especially if you're highly addicted, you just don't get the healthcare that you need.
Yeah.
But they make pretty damn good music that melts your face.
I have that's quoting me, I think.
I know it is. I love that quote.
Well, here, watch out for your face. It might get melted. Here's Black Mountain with Mothers of the Sun. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansem, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Skakuya, Tilitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.
Listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I'm kind of liking my raspy voice.
I'm loving it.
Sounds
sick.
Pretty darn good in these headphones. That was The Strokes with their track called Thread of Joy from Future, Present, Past. And they're an American rock band from New York City. A great city. Some may call it the Big Apple. We call it NYC, though. They've been doing their thing since 1998, and they're still active. Their debut album, Is This It?, was ranked number 199 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. So they've definitely put out some biggies, that's for sure. And number 8 on Rolling Stone's 100 Best Debut Albums as well. So a number of the members have embarked on a variety of side projects, though they regrouped for a fifth album called Come Down Machine, which was released in March of 2013. And this was the final release in fulfilling their contract agreement with RCA Records. And Cult Records announced the release of Future, Present, Past, which that track was from, which was a 4-song EP. And in addition to the exclusive signing of the band to the roster, that was that announcement. And the Strokes have sold over 5 million albums to date.
They pretty much, you know, sometimes with debut albums, you know, they're good. They're either fantastic and brilliant and the band can never live up to it. And their sophomore and continuing albums just don't cut it. Or their debut albums, gets a few followers, and then it's maybe their sophomore or their next album that really hits home and brings them to the forefront. It seems like the Strokes just, you know, came out blasting and now are rock and roll icons.
Yeah.
Well, to be number 8 on Rolling Stone's 100 Best Debut Albums of All Time is no small feat, that's for sure.
No, it's huge. It's huge. And you're right. Like, when you put out a huge first debut album, like that is hard to live up to,
and a lot of pressure.
Yeah, a lot of bands don't deliver on number 2.
No,
right?
And they don't. I mean, I'm not naming names, but there's a certain band that's released a couple of albums now. That their first album was huge, their second album was okay, and the third album sounds exactly like the other two, and now they're getting hell for it because they don't evolve their sound.
Yeah,
probably guess who I'm talking about. But you know, with the Strokes, they've kept their sound but made it evolved enough that every album's something different and something new, and keep the fans guessing and interested and keep them obviously paying for their music.
Yeah, yeah. I saw them live quite a while ago now, and I didn't really know them that well at the time. And I walked away from that show kind of charmed, I'm going to say.
They charmed the pants off you?
Yeah. I definitely went home and removed my pants. No, they have great style. And just the way they deliver their music, like they're fun to watch what they do on stage. So
and like we've said before, it's always much better to see a band that's having fun together than bands that sometimes want to kill each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So in 2014, the members of Arcade Fire and the Strokes played a pop versus jock charity game. And this is an annual part of the Pop Montreal Festival. And DJ Sports Club, a non-profit Montreal charity that offers programs in sports and education. And then in summer 2016, they played the inaugural City of Angels benefit concert in Los Angeles to support charities such as Waste Not, Want Not Now, the Center in Hollywood, and the Downtown's Women's Center. And Waste Not, Want Not Now are a organization they've been around for about 10 years, and it's just a group of volunteers that have been picking up, not just, but a pretty cool group and an amazing group of volunteers that have been picking up food donated by grocery stores, restaurants, and hotels and delivering it to organizations that feed and serve the homeless of Greater Los Angeles.
An awesome initiative, because how much food do we throw out, in North America at least, that still is edible?
Absolutely, and it's a simple gesture that goes a long way, and a lot of these food banks don't have the resources to go around and collect the food. I read somewhere maybe 6 months to 8 months ago, France just introduced a new law saying that French restaurants can throw away leftover food. So maybe not from people's plates, but like if you have food that's going to go off in a day or so and you're not going to use it, they have to actually give it away.
Really? That's a great initiative.
Yeah, to try and reduce food waste.
We should do that here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it would take a major groundswell to make it happen, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But even if one restaurant started, they'd get amazing press for it, and I'm sure others would pick up on that.
So challenge extended to all the restaurants out there. Let's.
If anyone out there is in food and beverage and hospitality
and is listening to us,
step up.
Yeah, I mean, these small gestures can create a huge amount of change, and a lot of these homeless people don't have the resources to buy fresh foods and vegetables, and maybe they're not at the level of quality that you want to. Put on somebody's plate at a restaurant, but they're still good food, and they can go a long way instead of throwing it in the bin and letting it rot. We don't have enough food security to do that.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
So who did we play in the middle? That was one of your choices.
So, yeah, we played Twin River. That was their track called Hesperus from Passing Shade, which was just released, I believe, in June. And I want to dedicate that one. I'm going to do a little shout-out here. I don't usually do it. There's a pretty short list of people that I'll shout out on the air. And these two are definitely special. So I know they're listening. They don't listen all the time because sometimes we're on after their bedtime. But I just, I want to say...
They stayed up for us tonight?
Yeah, they did.
Thank you.
So I just want to give a shout out to my niece and nephew, Uma and Beck. I know their ears are sizzling right now because they're loving what they're hearing. So I want to dedicate that track to them, Twin River. I'm really sweet on Twin River right now. So they're a local band right from here in Vancouver. They are the brainchild of Courtney Yuan and Andy Bishop, and just released their sophomore album. And it's comprised of songs that really alternate between dazzling kind of summery tracks and really dark tracks. So it's a really nice mix. And Consequence of Sound calls their first single, Antony, a road warrior of an indie song, reverberating guitars echoing the war on drugs as much as any jangle pop artist. So they're getting compared to the war on drugs.
That's pretty damn good pop props for your second album and, just sort of coming up the ranks. So good for them.
Yeah, and I actually caught them a couple weeks ago at the China Cloud on Main Street, and... charmed. I'm going to use that word. I was charmed once again. They're amazing, and I believe they're coming to playing Vancouver coming up?
They are actually playing at the Rickshaw on October 31st for Halloween.
Halloween, Monday night.
Monday night.
If you're looking for a Monday night gig, that's the one.
Yeah, if you don't have an early start the next day, definitely go down and check that out. They actually played in August at the Red Truck Brewing Patio Party that was celebrating the recent Vancouver Mural Festival, and you can still see all those beautiful murals up on Main Street. And this was a local and international artist that created 35 brand new permanent, I can't speak tonight, murals all along Main Street between Pryor Street and 16th Avenue. So that was a great first year. And I think it was organized by one of the members of Hey Ocean, if I recall correctly.
You're not wrong.
Look at that. My brain is working.
The murals are absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And huge. Really quite large. One of them, I believe, wraps around the corner of Hootsuite's head office.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, at 8th and Ontario or Yukon or one of those provinces, Alberta maybe.
One of those province streets. Yeah, I work right down the road from that, so I've seen a couple of them. I haven't gone all the way down to 8th. I'll have to go for a walk whenever the sun comes out, which might be for a while. It might be in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
it could be 2017.
It peaked out today, though.
It did. Let's keep the music going because we've only got another 3/4 of an hour. God, that went fast. The next band we've got is a great Canadian band that hasn't released anything recently. I hope they do soon because they're awesome. This is the Constantines, and they're from Guelph, Ontario, and they formed in 1999. And in 2009, they celebrated their 10th anniversary with a tour of Southwestern Ontario, and shortly thereafter, their keyboardist left the band. This, coupled with another band's members' migration from Montreal back to Guelph, actually fueled rumors of the band's demise. But the band clarified they weren't breaking up, just slowing down, thank goodness. And in February, on Valentine's Day 2014, the Constantines revealed they would be reuniting for several live shows leading up to the 11th anniversary of the release of Shine a Light. And to date, they have released 4 albums, with the most recent being in 2008 called Kensington Heights.
And they and one of my other fave Canadian bands, the New Pornographers, are 2 of 20 bands at the center of a new design collaboration between InSound, which is a top online indie music store, and design studio The Small Stake. So this project was called the InSound 20, and the project features iconic designs for 20 of InSound's favorite bands, some of them including Death Cab for Cutie, Jose Gonzalez, Peter Bjorn and John, Spoon, The Decemberists, and Beirut as well. And logos related to the band or artwork related to the band were silk screened onto American Apparel t-shirts and hoodies, as well as on hand-numbered and silk-screened posters as well. And in addition to the 20 creations, a 21st design was sold that included all of the band's names. And proceeds from the sale of that shirt and poster will benefit 826 NYC, which provides free literacy programs for youth, which is an awesome initiative. So we're going to play the Constantines. Here's their track called Easy Money, and I wish money was easy, but it's hard to come by some days. And this is from their album called Hard Feelings. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
got a smoke from the promoter. In the house of hearts undone. Fuck the fucking zombie drug. My kingdom for easy money.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Stuck in the shade where there's no sunshine. I don't wanna play with the mother kids in the sun.
You're listening to Are You Aware, music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And you know what? You guys are just interrupting a really wonderful conversation that you're having in the studio here.
Oh, like we always say, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know that we say we are perfectly unpolished. And there was a beautiful example. We're sitting here shooting the shit, talking about stuff. And then we're like, oh, crap, we've got 9 seconds. We've got to get online on air.
9 seconds. 9 seconds to...
So stealth.
Yeah. That was TV on the Radio with Happy Idiot from their latest, I believe it's their latest album, Seeds, which was released 2 years ago now. Jeez, time flies, doesn't it? They're an American indie rock band formed in 2001 in Brooklyn. We're playing a lot of New York content tonight.
I don't know why that is. knows? He must have just...
We like New York.
New York in the fall. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a wonderful place in the fall, apparently.
Apparently. I've never been.
Yeah, me neither. So TV on the Radio has said that their eclectic music is due to their liking of a very diverse set of bands. And they've named a couple and some really impressive list here. Bad Brains, which... I got to just say this. I saw them open for Beastie Boys when I was in high school. Awesome band. Earth, Wind & Fire, Nancy Sinatra, Sergey Gainsbourg, Brian Eno, and the Pixies. So that's some diversity right there.
Oh, absolutely. That's you couldn't really get more diverse than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Earth, Wind & Fire and Chicago are playing in early November in Vancouver.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they're playing at the Rogers, maybe. Oh, no, maybe out at Abbotsford. I don't know.
My guess was going to be the River Rock Casino.
You would have been pretty close to being right, but no. I think they're playing out at the Abbotsford something center.
Oh, yeah. There's a great the great new arena out there that they built for that
There you go.
Team.
I think that's where they're playing.
Yeah. Seeds is TV on the Radio's sixth full-length album, and like I said, released 2 years ago. So they're probably due for a new album.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw TV on the Radio together, didn't we? I feel like I saw TV on the Radio recently. Maybe not. Maybe I'm dreaming.
I'm not sure.
It's been a long week. The band designed a David Bowie-inspired T-shirt for the Yellowbird Project, which is out of Montreal, and a great concept that's been going around for quite some time. Yellowbird Project teams up with artists and musicians. Well, sorry, with musicians who want to design their own T-shirt. And they decide which charity the sales of the T-shirts will go to, basically. So proceeds from the sale of the TV on the Radio's design goes to Partners in Health, which is an organization who strives to provide healthcare to those who can't afford it. And they've been working in Haiti for 20 years, which is pretty relevant, seeing as Hurricane Matthew just decimated part of Haiti last week or the week before. It's been a month since we've been on air because we were both sick last time. So again, it's just, I feel like poor Haiti's just been getting piled on lately with the earthquake and now this, and you know, things move slow there. There's the government's quite broken, so it takes a long time. So what I've been thinking a little bit with regards to Haiti is, are people becoming desensitized to the fact that you need to support Haiti and help them get back on their feet? So I would plead, please don't be desensitive and please help.
Haiti needs help.
Yeah, Red Cross is doing stuff. There's other people out there that are, you can donate and help them with rebuilding Haiti.
Yeah, and a good thing would be to go to yellowbirdproject.com.
Yeah.
And buy one of the T-shirts that TV on the Radio designed.
Absolutely, and support Partners in Health that have been working with Haiti for 20 years.
Yeah, and I've got to say, if you're looking for some T-shirts, go on yellowbirdproject.com.
They're sweet.
They are amazing, and they're not that expensive. Unique, interesting artwork on these T-shirts.
And you get a cool T-shirt, you support your musician, and you support a charity. I mean, that's get better than that.
That's called winning.
That is called winning. Do you want to pop up the website onto our Facebook or something?
Facebook.
Because you are the social media
on
guru.
On Facebook.com. It's going up.
Thank you. In the middle there, we had Catlow, who's a Vancouver band, and their lead singer is actually a classically trained pianist. You heard Pinkly Things from her album with the same name, which was released in 2012. And then in 2015, they released a single called Lose Control. They played Oxfam Music for Change, which is around this time, seven years ago.
Were you at that one?
I might have been, seeing as I organized it. I probably was at a moment where I was like having a panic attack or something off in the clouds, but I came back to earth. Great people, great band, really helpful when they played Oxfam Music for Change a few years ago to support Oxfam's work around the world. And they're fortunate enough, they actually won the Collective Arts Brewing Company's first round of artist series in 2013, where they had her picture, the lead singer's picture, on a bottle of beer, which is kind of cool. So Collective Arts Brewing is a grassroots craft brewer based in Ontario that aims to fuse the creativity of craft beer with the inspired talents of emerging artists, musicians and filmmakers. Featured limited edition works of arts by artists and musicians that change every few months with beer. And partnering with Bilpa, all labels come to life through the free mobile app, which simply scan the label to hear the music, see the video and view the artist's bio.
Awesome.
I know.
Infusing technology into alcohol and art.
I know. It's pretty friggin' crazy.
Yeah.
Who have we got up next?
So we've got a local artist called Terrence Jack. We're going to play a track called Eastern Rise. It's a recent single from him. His music is a mix of folk, funk, rock, blues, and country. So a really, really great sound. And I love this. He plays a lap steel guitar as well as harmonica, which are two of my favorite instruments. And additionally, electric and acoustic guitar as well. And he's quite the world traveler by trade, spending many of his years abroad. And this is where he's got much of his inspiration from. And he played a fundraiser for a great cause, the Peace Arch Hospital, which was this past summer. And he just finished a Cross Canada tour that started in April. So he's kind of a road warrior, I would say. So here's his track. This is Terrence Jack with Eastern Rise. Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9. Keep it tuned.
That's right. Crimson and Clover is absolutely taking over. That was the Dandy Warhols. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Are You Aware? Music that has something to say.
We're just enlightening everybody.
Yeah, enlightening on this dreary evening. I don't know if it's raining out there. I can't see in our fishbowl. Hey, if you're in UBC, come down and say hi to us. We're in the UBC Nest down the bottom of the cascading staircase, and we're always happy to say hi to people who are listening in. We kind of feel like a fishbowl because we've got these massive glass windows that people can look in and smile and pull funny faces.
It is a fishbowl, and I kind of like funny faces, so come press some lips against the glass or something.
God only knows, we're sick of talking to each other.
That's right, we don't even really like each other. Dandy Warhols, formed in Portland, Oregon, a great city, in 1994, and the band's name is a play on the name of American pop artist Andy Warhol, who is a great artist. They released their major debut album, The Dandy Warhols Come Down, in 1997. And then in 2001, the band rose to new levels of fame after their song Bohemian Like You enjoyed major, massive success. Google that one if you haven't heard it. Awesome track. And the Warhols have released 10 studio albums to date, and that track was from their latest called Distortland. The track is called Stego, and I love it. I was doing my air drums with two pens here.
Yeah, we were doing some, fun Hare Krishna style dancing in
here.
Yeah,
it was good.
Raising the roof. I have to admit something. I wasn't a massive fan of Bohemian Like You when Dandy Warhols came out. I know. He's now blaspheming to me in mime, I suppose. I don't know. I just found it super commercial, and I think it just got played too much. But you've played the Dandy Warhols a lot on the last, what are we into, the seventh year that we've been doing this show?
We're 7 or 8 years. I don't know, something like that.
2009, so whatever that is, do the math. So, yeah, this December, it'll be 7 years, which is crazy. Every song that you've ever played with the Dandy Warhols, when you've chosen that, those bands have always been a joy to my ears, so thank you for bringing them back.
No problem. They're groovy, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, and I really like that song. It's sort of got that summer fun vibe to it. They've done some really cool stuff with regards to being involved in charitable work. They supported the Three Rivers Land Conservancy, which works to conserve and preserve land in the Clackamas, Tulatin, and Lower Willamette Rivers in Oregon against urbanization. I think I did okay, seeing as that was
very well done.
their support was through the sales of unique compilation album that they recorded at their studio in Portland. And the album saw a wide variety of acts coming to the studio at different times to record parts of songs the Warhols would later compile together. The album was called Breathe Easy, and a few of the artists to participate were Spoon, who were a great, Sal Williams, who we've played, and Jay Mass, which we've played as well.
From Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
Who he was here actually a couple weeks ago, played the Commodore.
Absolutely. I know. He's got a pretty mean old beard going on. I saw that photo.
Beard envy.
Grey. Totally grey as well. I'm like, wow, I haven't seen a photo of you in 20 years.
Beard envy. That beard has been growing for 20 years.
I'd say so. And the band is currently on tour in Europe to support the new album.
Before that, we played Whitney with Golden Days from their first album, which was just released, called Light Upon the Lake. The other band that I'm really sweet on is Whitney. If you haven't listened to them, check them out. They're from Chicago, formed about a year ago, so pretty new. They're signed to Secretly Canadian, which is, that's the best label name ever. And they formed shortly after the breakup of two of their members' band, which is called Smith Westerns. And like I said, they released Light Upon the Lake this past summer, and they're touring in Europe currently. And Paul Lester from The Guardian described the band as, think Bon Iver or Bon Iver with elements of folk and country, only given a Chicago soul makeover.
That's a pretty nice description.
Yeah, it is. It is. And they cite Levon Helm from the band as a major influence. And for those that don't know, their drummer, similar to Levon Helm, actually sings lead vocals.
Oh.
So they place his drum kit right at the front of the stage, and he's there doing his thing and singing leads. It's pretty awesome.
Like Phil Collins.
Like Phil. Like Phil. Like Levon.
Like Levon. Like so many great artists. And you know what? Drummers get such a bad rap, and they... You try drumming. I tried drumming for a year. It's bloody hard.
I have trouble walking and chewing gum.
So,
drumming, probably not so much, coming easily to me.
Yeah, me breathing and speaking. So now we have for you is Basia Bulat with her Infamous from her album of this year, Good Advice. She's a wonderful Canadian folk singer-songwriter who was at the Folk Festival this year or last year?
Last year.
And she's known for performing with an auto harp, and her third album, Tall Tall Shadow, in 2014, was nominated for a Juno Award in that year in the Adult Alternative Album. And she was shortlisted for a Polaris Music Prize that year as well. And the fourth studio album was released in February of this year, called Good Advice.
Yeah, and she supported Tibet House in the past, and it was created in 64 by the U.S. CIA as part of its attempts to keep the political concept of a free Tibet alive. So a really great initiative. I think she's currently on tour in Europe as well, with some Canadian dates planned. You know what? Maybe those were last summer, but always check her out when she comes around. One of the best voices in the league, and from London, Ontario, which is close to where I grew up. So I got to support Basia Bulat. Here's Basia Bulat with Infamous. You're listening to Are You Aware?
Saw the pictures, read all your darkest thoughts while you were waiting, ready to brush me off. We could be friendly, we could be out of touch, we could be famous, or even in.
Pretend it's love.
For you for this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We hope you enjoyed this show. We're going to leave you with Dan Mangan from his album Unmake EP. It's actually his EP, not his album, Race to the Bottom. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We would like to say goodbye and be good to one another. See you in 2 weeks.
Says that your soul is bunched.